Well, it's good to be here. We are very thankful that the Lord has allowed us to be here. And we trust that tonight he will encourage us, point our hearts to Christ, and that we might be encouraged to go on for him and with him. I want to read a number of scriptures. The first is found in Romans chapter 15 and verse 4. Romans 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 11. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the end of the world are come. Now we're going to touch a couple of scriptures, but we just use these as a background to what we trust the Spirit of God would open up to us today. In the Word of God, you have first the Old Testament and the New. And very often we read through the Old Testament and see the stories there and enjoy the wonderful things that they say about God, and that is about it. But when we come to the New Testament, we notice that in the New Testament, the Spirit of God quotes from the Old Testament extensively. And we have to be concerned as to what it is that the Spirit of God would have us to know in relation to the Old Testament regarding the New. We have two scriptures here before us, and both of them refer to the Old Testament. In the one, in Romans chapter 15, he says there that we, through patience and the comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. And ordinarily, we might think that that is referring to the New Testament as well. It is not. When we, in the New Testament, we see it written about the Scriptures, it is referring specifically to the Old Testament. Unless it says something that gives us a clear instance of the New. Here, for example, when Peter speaks of the things that Paul has written, he is talking about the New Testament. But when we read in the Scriptures about the script in the New Testament, about the Scriptures, it is referring specifically to the Old Testament. So when the Lord Jesus says in Luke chapter 24, he expounded unto them in all the Scriptures, what is he talking about? Well, he goes on later in same Luke 24 and explains the things written in the Psalms, in the prophets, and the law of Moses concerning me. So he's speaking about the Old Testament. And it says here in Romans that through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, we might have hope. In other words, those to whom he is writing, the saints in Rome, and also to us, he's telling us that we can have hope through the Scriptures, through the reading of the Old Testament. We can have hope. And you might ask, what is there in the Old Testament that is able to give us hope? But go back to what the Lord says in Luke 24. They are there which testify of me. The Scriptures are those that testify of whom? The Lord Jesus Christ. And in Luke 24, he expounded unto them in all the Scriptures things concerning himself. So when we read the Old Testament scriptures, we should see their things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you may ask, are they not about the history of Israel? Yes, they are. But when we think of who really the scriptures speak of, we see Christ in all the scriptures. There's a book by a brother called M. Hodgkin, which says, Christ in all the scriptures. And I suppose that it might still be available. I see Brother Simon nodded. It might still be available. It's a nice little book to read and see how in Genesis to Deuteronomy, the Law of Moses, in the Psalms, all the poetical books, and in the prophets, how it speaks of the Lord Jesus. He says, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. Whatsoever things were written about the Jews, of the children of Israel, aforetime were written for our learning. Dearly beloved brethren, read the Old Testament in the light of the new. Read the Old Testament in the light of the new. Why I say that? Many times, in many places, in many groups, and I'm not knocking them, there are those who take the things of the Old Testament and try to replicate them now. But that's not what the Scripture wants us to do. It wants us to learn that in the Old Testament, as 1 Corinthians says, these things happen to them for types. For types. In other words, there are pictures. There are pictures for us to see the truth of God, the principles of God that are laid out in the New Testament. Those principles are shown in life in the Old Testament. So here, through patience and comfort that the Scripture brings. In other words, let's take Elijah. Elijah was a man subject to like passions, as we are. So when we look at the life of Elijah, we see somewhere it is replicated our own life. And we take lessons from him. If he, living in the time of King Ahab, could so be dependent on the Lord, so can we. We learn something, patience and comfort from the Scriptures. When we come to 1 Corinthians in chapter 10, it says concerning the children of Israel, these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, our warning, our teaching, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Now he's writing to the people in Corinth, and he says, the ends of the world are come on us. Well, if in the first century he was talking about the ends of the world are come, then for us now in the 21st, obviously, we also are included. If the first century, the ends of the world are come on them, we in the 21st century also are included. So he's saying, these things that happened to Israel are happened for our learning. Only the Corinthians? Oh no. You see, in the very beginning of the epistle to the Corinthians, he says, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, call saints with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ the Lord, both theirs and ours. In other words, it is written for the Corinthians, but also for us. So he says, upon whom the ends of the earth and the world are come, we are learning things from the history of Israel. Things that God wants us to understand. Now how will that work?